If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Some of you, many of you, know I have had a life filled with pets, dogs, cats. I can remember my first pet was a dog named Charlie. And then we got another schnauzer named Dufo, which was some character of Lenny Bruce's who was crazy. And I haven't spent much time in my life without pets, and I certainly have a great pet now, a black cat with green eyes named Marshall Field. He came from a place called Forever Fortunate Felines, and I know that Steve Dale is sort of the pet expert at the station. I'm not pretending to be, but I have on the phone Kelly Fahey from the leadership team of Forever Fortunate Felines. Kelly, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me some history, because I'm in the dark. These pets just come into my life, and I fall in love, and I'm hopelessly in love, and I don't pay much attention to where they came from or how they got there. And tell me a bit about and this is also the website, foreverfortunatefelines.org.
Yes, yeah. So we've been up and running for about 5 years now. It was started by our founder, Michaela Onesti, who just had a cat that she absolutely fell in love with. And after a pass, she really wanted to try to dedicate a life to helping animals. And so she started a rescue called Forever Fortunate Felines. And we had only about, 30 to 50 cats in that time. But now we're hitting close to 500.
So we've
grown the organization quite a bit.
Wow. Well, tell her I admire her. Yeah, because I've had a cat. I didn't decide, I think I'll start a thing that saves cats. It seems to me, just in reading, that this is becoming a real crucial time for animals that don't have homes because of the various weather tragedies that are befalling the country. How do cats get to Forever Fortunate Felines? How do you find them? How do you get them?
Yes, well, we find them in kind of a lot of ways. So one of the main ways, and probably where we get most of our cats, is our partnerships through our local animal control facilities. Chicago Animal Care and Control is where we get a majority of our animals. We are the number two rescue partner behind Paws to pull from them every year. So we pull about 800 to 900 cats from them every single year.
Oh, my God. How difficult is it to adopt? Tell me the procedure. I mean, I think there are probably a lot of people who say, I think I'd love to have a cat. They just simply don't know how to go about it. They simply don't know what hoops they may have to jump through. Let's say that I am a in the market for a cat, and I call you and I get you on the phone. What do you then tell me? What color do you want? What age do you want? Go ahead. Let's do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, once you fill out an application with the rescue, you get partnered up with one of our adoption counselors. And, our program is actually 100% foster-based rescue. So we really know these animals because they're already living in homes with people, right?
Right.
Our adoption counselors can kind of partner with the individual looking for an animal or a cat and say, hey, tell me what you're looking for. What's your dynamic in your home? Do you have kids, other cats? Dogs? Do you work from home? Are you gone? Right? Like all these different variables that happen in our lives, but these counselors will then help you narrow it down to make sure that when we find a good match for you, it's going to be a cat that would thrive in your home.
Wow. So you get very detailed reports. So if I say I would like to have a black cat, I have three out of control children, all under five. Well, you'd probably hang up on me, actually. I don't know.
No, I absolutely would not, because you know what? We do have fosters that have those similar homes, right? So we'll say, hey, I know that this cat is going to be great in your household because it's in a home with dogs, kids, other cats, right? So that's a really big benefit of a foster-based program, which is kind of what we are.
Is it hard, though, Kelly, for some of these foster, would you call them parents? What do you call them? Foster parents,
yeah.
to give up cats on a kind of regular basis? Isn't that hard? I couldn't do it. I used to. I could never even go in the anti-cruelty society because I wanted to let all the animals out. I'm a soft touch. But do some of the foster parents, of course they don't. They're still foster parents, and they know the routine, right? And they know that they are parenting for a short time, yes?
Yes, totally. And we do have some fosters who absolutely fall in love and do what we call foster fail or end up adopting the animal. They do get first choice. But as a foster parent who's had about 60 kitties come through my door, you know, my kind of goal is, and what I have to tell myself is, hey, if I adopted each of these cats, then I wouldn't be able to save more, right?
Wow. Kelly Fahey, how did you get involved with Forever Fortunate Felines?
Yeah, so it was during COVID, and honestly, I was, you know, living alone. I was struggling. I'm social. I was very active, and I was kind of like, what's an opportunity for me to get involved with an organization remotely? And this is Forever Fortunate Felines has a ton of volunteer opportunities, all which you can do from your home. So that's kind of how I got involved, and then it's just kind of evolved into more and more more things throughout the organization over the past 5 years.
Wow, what a great thing. Did you have pets as a younger, you're obviously young now, but I mean, as a young person, as a kid, did you have experience with pets?
I did. I had a cat. I have two sisters, and we had a cat, and we called her Princess.
And we well, of course you her. Did. Yeah, of course you did.
We loved her very much. So, yes, that's kind of how I got my kind of love for cats is through my childhood pet.
And so you are now in the business. You were fostering. You were not a cat parent, are you?
Correct. No, I'm just foster. I am one of the few that has not foster failed yet. But yes, I fostered, you know, like I said, over 60 cats, so or more. So
that's a very selfless, to my mind, that's a very selfless, wonderful kind of thing. We had a guy. Our cat came from a nice guy named Dante. Do you know him?
Yes, he was one of our fosters for quite a long while.
He doesn't do it anymore? What happened to him?
I think he took a break from fostering. Sometimes fosters need to take a break after he foster failed another. And so once fosters, sometimes foster fail too many, they need to take a break from actually fostering.
You know, I can imagine. But it's got to be, I mean, in one way, that's got to be a marvelous kind of way to give back, to do something altruistic, to take care of animals. And you do only cats, correct?
Yes, we are only cats.
That's great. Kelly Fahey, if you don't mind holding on, I wanted to keep talking to you about this through, if you want to listen to a couple commercials and we'll keep talking, is that okay?
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
The website is foreverfortunatefelines.org. It is not an old organization. It's only about 5 years old, but it seems to be thriving. Kelly Fahey, my new best friend, has fostered something in the neighborhood of 60 cats. Did they all find, and you, they all went to good homes. Is it sad, Kelly,
yes,
when you say goodbye to one of these cats that you fostered, do you get sad? See,
yeah,
I'm such a soft-hearted idiot.
It is sad, but it's also, it's happy as well, right? I think, you know, we get to stay in touch with our foster parents or our adopters, just like you stay in touch probably with Dante every once in a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so seeing pictures and updates of how, you know, some of these cats have changed some of the lives of the adopters that they went to is just really wonderful. So it's what keeps me doing it going forward.
And some of the cats who come to you, obviously, who come to the organization have had, you know, rough lives before finding you guys, or have they not?
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah, we actually are specialty, and one of the things that we do quite a bit of is pulling extreme medical cases from Chicago Animal Care and Control. So, you know, a lot of cats we pull are, you know, severe, like medical. They're very sick. They have, you know, a lot of different medical stuff going on. So Once they get into foster care, we kind of try to navigate all of that and get them to the vet and get them healthy.
God, so. That's great. How do you exist on donations? How do you exist?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We exist on donations, fundraisers, we do a lot of fundraising campaigns through our community, and that's definitely kind of, we're a nonprofit. So fundraising is kind of how our main way of getting money.
Do you have any events coming up?
Yes, we have a ton of events coming up. So we're actually partnering with Clear the Shelters is a national event that is done is August 1st through 30th. And we're going to be hosting events almost every single weekend.
Oh, wow.
In all kinds of different Petcos and PetSmarts throughout Chicago and the suburbs. So, and then we're also doing a putt-putt. If you like putt-putt tournaments, we're going to be doing a Skokie Sports Park putt for purrs on Saturday, August 30th. So that's another just fun event that the community can get involved in.
What would you tell someone? It's not your job to be a salesperson, but what would you tell someone about someone who has never, never had a pet of the joys of adopting a cat? I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I want you to do it. What can you tell?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think, you know, when you had a bad day and, you know, you come home from work and there's just so much going on and everything, and they just come up to you and they look at you and they give you that love and affection, and they don't really care what's going on, you know, outside. They're just there to kind of be there for you and always support you, and they're great companions, and and they love their humans, and that's the best part.
That's great. What do you do for a living, Kelly Fahey?
I work in finance, so I'm an investment accountant.
What does that mean?
I work in accounting. I do a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, okay.
For accounting. Yeah.
I'm naive. I'm naive about many, 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 many things. And tell me again, why? What got you involved in the first place? You had heard about this Forever Fortunate Felines and just called and said, "Hi, I'd like to help."
Yep. So
wow.
I reached out on social media basically and filled out a volunteer event or a volunteer application, and then I got in touch to foster, and then through fostering I kind of got involved in doing a lot of other things for the organization, like application screening and running events and all of that. So yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We are 100% volunteer-run organization. So our website, there's a volunteer form you can fill out if anyone's looking to volunteer.
Yeah, I like your website. The thing that I don't like about it is that you have so many pictures of cute cats that I'm like, wait a minute, I got to adopt all these people. I'm going to give them for Christmas presents to people. Again, it's Forever Fortunate Felines .org is the website, and it's a great, great website, and I hope you get to get in touch with Kelly Fahey. Is it the greater Chicago area? What is, do you have a finite kind of area that you work in?
Yeah, so no, so we're throughout Chicago and the suburbs, and so we have foster parents located kind of all throughout that kind of network. So anywhere, I would say within probably an hour radius of of Chicago, but we have fosters in the north suburbs, the west suburbs, the south suburbs. So
what's the application process like? I mean, how? I know there are some organizations here that that the application process is sort of like, you know, joining the CIA, for God's sake. But I'm hoping that yours is not as intense. I mean, you can have, you know, I'm sure you don't need to see, you know, the last 5 years of income tax returns or something.
Of course.
But tell me, but don't you know this? You know, there's some places that are just like, what? I just want a cat. I don't want to marry anybody. What does one have to fill out in one of your applications? What kind of stuff do you need to know about someone who wants to adopt a cat?
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, our basic stuff is, you know, just what's the dynamic in the household like, right? Because as I had mentioned before, our goal mm-hmm. is really to find good matches. So
sure.
we like to know about what the other animals are, what are the other people living in the home, you know, and then we also like to know, like, kind of past pet history to see if maybe you have experience or there's certain cats or dog or cats that you have had in the past that you might want to try to find a similar personality. But yeah, other than that, we do, you know, we do reference, we do some stuff, right? Because I think our general thought is that these cats are going to be with you for potentially 20 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or more, right?
Yeah.
So, we want to make sure that, you know, you're really thinking things through and ready to take on a commitment, because it's a huge commitment, adopting an animal. But, yeah, but other than that, it's like this, a lot of our questions are just based, kind of focused on what's the dynamic in the home and then what can we help kind of pair you with to make sure it's a good fit.
And do you then as a foster mom who is giving a cat away, do you then check up on the families or no?
It depends. It's really, you know, there are some adopters that I have given, that like to kind of keep that line of communication open with me. And if so, I love to hear it. I love to see my cats thriving. But there are also some adopters that are a little bit more private, and I totally respect their space. I usually check in maybe after the first day or after the first week. And then after that, I kind of just leave it up to them to let me know when they're.
So, you've had 60 cats.
Yes.
Spread across this area. Do you ever feel, well, no, if you feel the need to see one, this would probably be one that you would keep. Are you thinking one day that you're probably going to pull the trigger and say, oh my God, this is the cat of my dreams and I can't get rid of this?
I might. I had one that I almost came close to that actually walked onto my back porch in Chicago a couple months ago, and he was a little solo kitten all by himself, and we rescued him and brought him into rescue. But luckily, my next-door neighbor decided to adopt, so it's great because I get to see him every day.
Yeah, you don't have to buy. You don't have to clean litter. You can just enjoy the cat for who he is.
Exactly.
When you, and how much, I'm sorry to plumb you for all these details, but I think people want to know. So if you say to me or someone, you say, yes, you sound like a great person, and we will give you little, you know, Jose or whatever the cat's name is, what is then involved? Is there a fee of any sort?
There is. So we are a nonprofit.
Right.
So, you know, our goal is just to cover the expenses that it costs for us to get the cat vetted.
Sure.
So all of our cats are going to be fully vetted. So they're going to be spay and neutered. They're going to be microchipped. They're going to be vaccinated. So our cats are kind of have gone through all of that with our vets. We also do deworming and different things like that. So our adoption fees vary depending on age. But they're anywhere from about $165 to $199 for kittens.
That's
but
nothing.
We run events and promos as well. You know, a lot of our adoption events, we do discounted adoption fees. So
you're a great organization. I can vouch for the little. He's a very filled with personality cat we have. We took him on a 1 day vacation. He was he felt right at home at the Deer Path Inn in Lake Forest. I'll tell you that. He's like,
awesome.
He's going greeting the, because we didn't go out because we went room service, and so he's greeting the room service guy like it's an old friend of his. It's a great, great organization you run. Dante was
Thank
a great
you very
guy,
much.
And anytime, I'd love to help you out in any. We do give some money every once in a while, but Forever Fortunate Felines. If you've been listening, .org. If you've been listening to Kelly Fahey, you're good. I don't know if it's your full-time job, but you're a very good spokesperson for this organization, Kelly. You sound like a doll.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm a WGN fanatic, so I was very ecstatic to be able
to join you today. No, that's not good. You can't have cats listening to WGN. It will ruin them. It will ruin them. Thanks so much. I hope to meet you one day, and you'll be back on the air.
Awesome. All right. Thanks again for having us. Have a great day.
Great. Bye. My pleasure.